This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Carey. Let's put on a wool coat. Let's talk about wool and the production of and lambs and lambing and sheep with North Dakota State University and University of Minnesota Extension Sheep Specialist, Mr. Travis Hoffman. Hello, Travis.
Hey, thanks, Mick. Thanks for letting me join you.
You bet. I'm so glad we have wool in the world, and the folks who produce that wool, the guys who grow raise sheep and have a second income. You know, we can't shear cows, but we sure can and pigs, but sheep have that unique second crop in a little more cash flow.
Yeah, absolutely. As we just talk a little bit quickly here to lead off our discussion on wool, we do have a renewable resource. And in fact, as we commonly use the word, I can't think of anything more sustainable than a sheep that grows that back of a coat. But more importantly, I think as we look at it from an end product, we have a fiber that we can use that works well in the summers. And in fact, we've made tremendous progress on next to skin, even base layers for some winter weather. On wool, Mick, we've had a pretty good year in 2019, and based on prices across America, the average on wool was $1.89 per pound, which is certainly high quality. It wasn't that high in North Dakota. Ours was $1.35 per pound. And so just a little bit differences of not particularly the fine wool focus. But, yep, we certainly, with our sheep, have the opportunity to, in fact, make some milk products or cheeses if so wish. Certainly some wool products and, of course, American lamb.
Right on. Now, you're the sheep production specialist, so this question might not be appropriate for you, but I know New Zealand and some parts of the world have this premium, or at least they claim to have premium wool, but it is certainly the sheep around here on a day like today, they're gonna grow some pretty doggone good wool. Is the wool that's grown in the Dakotas, Minnesota, up here in the northern climates, does it fetch a better than normal price in the wool market?
Well, thanks for asking that one. And for the most part, some of those finer fibered fleeces, and so the one that people would most recognize on a garment would be merino wool. And in fact, Australia has as large a spot as anywhere on merino sheep. That's not particularly the choice that we have or so choose in America. And one of the things that I can tell you as we look at those in comparison, the values of wool, that if we had 10 pounds of fleece from one and it was worth $1 a pound, then that's worth $10. We can make more improvements by, more importantly, looking at the reproduction of those animals, looking at nutrition, looking at growth, and then harvesting. What I will tell you is going to be a very strong 2020 year on lamb prices.
Alrighty. Farmers do love to grow crops which fetch the best price, but you're saying grow a good crop of sheep. So let's talk about that. You got a lambing workshop coming up end of next week, a week from Friday, February 28th, in Tappan, North Dakota. So why should sheep producers or folks who want to be sheep producers be there?
Well, most importantly, let me touch on, Mick, that we are increasing in North Dakota sheep numbers faster than any state in America. In fact, the numbers that we had went from 41,000, now in 2020, we're up to 51,000, which was a 14% increase on year over year. And so there are more people that are wanting to be in sheep in North Dakota. And so this is an opportunity that's centrally located. We're working with Mr. Brent and Ms. Barb Stroh at their location, and we'll visit them in the afternoon. The morning, we're going to talk a little bit about kind of our young lamb management, how we can work with those, and docking and castration. And also, my colleague Rich Schmidt with NDSU Extension is going to help us talk through some of the lambing. And we've been able to collaborate with CHS Nutrition, and Joel Ostendorf is willing to kind of evaluate what we have in terms of feedstuffs that are available. Because even though we've had an increase over the past couple of years on the number of ewes that we have, we've actually had a decrease, Mick, on the amount of lambs that are fed in North Dakota. And so a lot of them are born here, but a lot of them leave the state relative to the feeder lamb market. And I think there's some opportunity that either this year we can be able to keep those around, because we know that There may have been some subpar quality feedstuffs that are out there, and maybe the sheep can utilize that and turn that into a profit for our diversified livestock people.
You know, once upon a time, Travis, most of the calves born in the Dakotas got on a truck in the fall and got sent down to Kansas or Texas and were finished in a feedlot. But now there's a lot of producers that are backgrounding their own calves or have a little feedlot of their own. Can we build the same industry here with sheep?
We can. It takes a little bit of differences based on infrastructure. And one of those things is that particularly as we go through a more challenging winter, is that sheep really can excel primarily in North Dakota and Minnesota if we can get them a little bit of shelter. And I know that that seems like a big request when it's a little bit of brisk right now, but I'll tell you that I get to work with a lot of producers, primarily in Minnesota, that have become very successful with putting up hoop barns or small maintenance buildings that can be able to provide some shelter through kind of the tougher months. And so from a feeding standpoint, that's probably our quickest way is to identify what if we have some or repurpose them. I've worked with quite a few dairy cattle individuals and some beef cattle producers about transitioning because year over year, sheep and lamb as an industry has been a relatively profitable commodity for us.
Well, all right. There is something to consider. Now, cattle producers have experimented with varying birthing dates. Whether they, you know, seemed like everybody did it in March forever and ever, and then some have gone into June, and others tried in January, February, found that, hey, a little too cold that time, so they went back to spring or summer. How about lamb? What's a good time for lambing? It's going to start pretty soon, isn't it?
Yep, I think that there is a little bit of flexibility, but most of the lambing will be here in February, March, and April. Would be most of the times when commercial operations can be looking forward from that standpoint. Lamb and sheep in general is a very seasonal commodity. And so as those sheep kind of work from a reproduction standpoint in the fall, they try to give you some hints on how they can be successful. I'll tell you a huge success story is that in 2019, the lambing rate was 139 lambs per 100 ewes. And the year before, it was 115. So in terms of just working with those ewes and being able to either be better at lamb health or lamb survival and getting them to a marketed weight, we're showing great improvements here in the state of North Dakota, and that makes it more exciting for me as I continue to hear more success stories and challenges.
Yeah, and I guess kind of a feather in your cap, Travis, because as you mentioned, North Dakota sheep numbers are growing faster than any other state in the U.S. Pretty cool. Hey, now tell us what Brent Stroh is doing that's so unique and successful.
Well, I think Brent certainly evaluates his program from front to the finished portion. And so he does have some that, again, he'll feed out as well and works with marketing them. But I think that he's providing a venue. He's certainly been in it for quite a while in terms of just understanding our sheep industry. And it really provides us the avenue to just begin with discussions. He does a great job in terms of penning those animals and the young lambs and making sure that they have some heat. And we try to get some nutrition to them. Of course, it takes a little bit of labor as we work into lambing and try to make sure that those lambs get up. And that they are nursing and get some extra colostrum in them so that they can have a successful life. But certainly just we're going to provide a forum for people to just answer those questions that we do have. And I think that no matter who you are in the agriculture industry, we can always know that our neighbors and colleagues certainly are just good sounding boards, if nothing less, but also people that can help us to move through those challenges as we share them.
Travis, is multiple births the norm in sheep?
Yes, sir. It depends on breeds and it depends on timing. But we should be able to expect, at least for any commercial operation, at minimum about 150% lamb crop. And so, as I said, we were making improvements and made it to 139. I think we can certainly get to even a larger number. And so with a 150% lamb crop, obviously for every single that's born, we have a pair of twins that's alive as well. So But people can move up to 200, and those goals can just, as we manage them and try to make improvements, we can continue to get better.
All right, now I guess that's why you got CHS Nutrition there. You got the North Dakota Lamb and Wool Producers, Equity Co-op. Tip of the hat to Penny Nestor, Kidder County agent who's working hard to put this on, and, of course, Brent Stroh. So it's next Friday, a week from Friday, February 28th in Tappan, and everything starts at the Community Fire Hall. And I guess you'd probably like a little pre-registration for everybody?
Yes, we'd prefer that people pre-register. And can call, actually, Penny's office there in Kidder County, which is 701-475-2672. So 475-2672. We can be able to plan for being there, and hopefully we can know the numbers so that we can have a quality lunch for people, too.
Gotcha. All righty. Travis Hoffman, NDSU and U of M Extension Sheep Specialist. Hey, thanks for the work you do. Congratulations on having success in your area there. A great extension of knowledge from the university to the producers in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Appreciate it. Hey, Travis, again, yeah, next Friday, the 28th, February, Tappan, North Dakota. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And a reminder again that seminar is this Friday, the 28th, Tappan, North Dakota. Get registered online. All right, it is time to take a break for one more time. We're going to come back and share some more thoughts with you. And we're all the rest of this week going to have broadcasts from San Antonio, brought to you by Kelmer Cornheads right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. This is Farm Talk.